This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel said its forces were operating in and around Gaza's biggest hospital. An Israeli army video showed automatic weapons, grenades, ammunition, and flak jackets said were recovered from an undisclosed building within the complex. Israeli military spokesman Lieutenant Colonel Jonathan Conricus.
There is an AK-47. There are cartridges, ammo. There are grenades in here, of course, uniform. And all of that, this was hidden very conveniently, secretly, behind the MRI machine.
Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Moviegoers filled into a Tel Aviv theater for an emotionally charged film, made even more so by the death of its director, who was killed in the October 7th attack by Hamas militants. Reuters correspondent Jillian Kitchener reports.
Yahav Winner's short film, The Boy, was influenced by a Hamas rocket attack he witnessed years ago that killed his best friend's father instantly. A scene from the film involving characters taking shelter during a rocket raid drew tears from the audience. The film was due to be released last month, but Winner himself died at the hands of Hamas when militants stormed into the Kfar Aza kibbutz where he lived. Winner, his wife Shiley Atari, and their baby daughter hid in their safe room. When militants looked to smash through a window, Winner had held it tightly shut, giving time for Atari to flee with the baby.
Reuters correspondent Jillian Kitchener. U.S. President Joe Biden and Chinese leader Xi Jinping agreed on Wednesday to resume military-to-military communications and work to curb fentanyl production, two major outcomes from their first-to-face talks in a year. Biden and Xi met for about 4 hours on the outskirts of San Francisco, California.